Inkanji. Magpie Goose visited Inkanji artists at the end of 2018, having connected earlier in the year at Darwin Aboriginal Art Fair. In 2019, they launched the Inkanji collection together. Inkanji, Hayes Bluff, is a small town located 230 kilometres west of Mampantua, Alice Springs, on the Luritja country. Nestled within the West MacDonald Ranges, the community is characterised by red soil and desert vegetation, with nearby mountains reaching 1,400 metres high. There are stories of people from various language groups travelling to the area over many thousands of years. Today, the community is home to 150 people from a diverse range of backgrounds. Five artists contributed to this collection, and their vibrant designs speak to Noongar country and Chukopa country, dreaming. The collection was highly successful and became a finalist in the 2020 National Indigenous Fashion Awards and the 2020 Design Files and Laminex Design Awards. This display includes three garments, three photographs of models wearing garments, and a painting in a section measuring 2.65 metres high by 3 metres wide and 50 centimetres deep. There is also a printed fabric hung like a curtain at the back of the display. The first garment features a design called Puli Puli, meaning rocks, by artist Keturah Zimran, OAM, a Arundah, Luridja and Pintompi artist. The garment is hanging on the left-hand side of the display. It is a dress with short cap sleeves just covering the shoulders, a rounded neck and a fitted top that curves out slightly to become a bell-shaped skirt, sitting approximately at knee length. It is made of linen in a light yellow-brown colour with a screen print design. The design is based on an artwork of Puli Puli. The design is a stylized depiction of rock formations, primarily in black, with some clusters of rocks in pale pink. The rocks are wide, rounded shapes with flat bottoms. The pattern is repeated and flipped back and forth in different orientations all over the garment. Keturah Zimran OAM is the youngest daughter of Molly Napalchari Jungadai and Smithy Zimran. Her maternal grandmother, Napura Nangala Jungadai, painted since the beginning of the Western Desert Art Movement and was a founding member of Inkanji Artists. Keturah's two brothers also paint, as does her aunt, Yakonchi Napangandachi. Since her grandmother and mother passed away, Keturah has continued to paint their stories. She says, "The sandhills I paint are my mother's story, and the rocks I paint are my own story. My paintings are about my story and my mother's. I like to paint. Painting helps me forget my troubles. I paint every day." The second garment features a design called Women's Business by artist Mavis Marks, a Luritja and Pintompi artist. The garment is hanging in the centre of the display. It is a short sleeve t-shirt with a scoop neck. It is made of white cotton. The design is inspired by women's ceremonial body painting and includes loose sections of lines displayed in different directions and thickness. One central vertical line is drawn downwards from the collar, with diagonal chevron lines that branch outwards from it. This section fills the top third of the shirt and moves out across the shoulders. Below this section, on the trunk of the shirt, the line work is less dense and includes irregular circles and curved arches. At the very bottom of the shirt, along the hem, is a horizontal section of vertical stripes. In this design, Mavis Marks depicts women's business, which refers to cultural roles, knowledge, and responsibilities specific to women. She paints women's ceremonial dancing, Uatiaiwana, Mount Libi, close to where she was born and lived most of her life. Through bold brushstrokes, she renders designs traditionally used for ceremonial body painting. Mavis Marks was born in New Haven, 360 kilometres northwest of Mantuandwe, Alice Springs. She moved to Inkanji, Hayes Bluff, as a teenager with her mother. When she married, she moved to Watiyawanu, Mount Liebig, with her husband and began to paint at the art centre there. Mavis returned to Inkanji, Hayes Bluff, after the death of her husband, later moving to Papunya. She raised five children as her own, and her daughter, Silvana Marks, is also an artist. The third garment features a design called Kuru Yoltu by artist Eunice Yungabaganga Jack, born at Lopal in Sir Frederick Range, Western Australia. The garment is hanging on the right-hand side of the display. It is a short-sleeved t-shirt with a scoop neck. It is made of white cotton with added blue lines. The blue lines of varying thickness create a series of stripes spread across the entirety of the garment. Most of the shirt is covered in vertical lines that move closer together on the left-hand side. Near the neckline, working from left to right and across the shoulders, are horizontal lines which are spaced closer together at the right-hand shoulder. The binding used around the scoop neck has vertical stripes in the same blue and white colours. The vertical lines continue around the back of the shirt, but the lines here become wavier and more curved, creating two small circles at the centre of the back that leave a white circle of space. Here the lines curve around and into dots in a loose spiral. Eunice Yampaganga Jack says, "This is my country. I can't remember how it all happened because it happened before I was born. I have a scar on my back from it. My grandfather speared a wallaby at Kurrialtu. That night he ate the wallaby. At the same time, my mother could feel me moving inside her. She was heavily pregnant with me. That next morning, after my grandfather had speared the wallaby, killed it and eaten it, I was born. Only my father knows all the stories for that country, and he painted them too, all the men's stories. I know the story of the wallaby mother and daughter, which left me with a birthmark. That's why I paint the wallaby mother and daughter."